The 1903 Autumn Council. The Autumn Council of the General Conference Committee opened in Washington, D.C., according to plan on October 7, with meetings in the newly acquired M Street Church. The brethren entered into their work with dedication and earnestness. In the early days of the council, Dr. E.J. Wagoner, Elder A.T. Jones, and Dr. David Paulson arrived in Washington. Dr. Kellogg came Sabbath morning, October 17. As the men from Battle Creek presented themselves, it was evident to Elder Daniels and his associates that they would again be confronted with the living temple and the teaching of pantheism. Although these elements were not included on the agenda for the council, the regular work was laid aside and a day was given to the consideration of the pantheistic philosophy. The representatives from the field were confused. All day they wrestled with the matter. Some wavered and waffled. At about 9 o'clock in the evening, Elder Daniels considered it time to adjourn the meeting, but he did not dare call for a vote. People were too confused and uncertain, and he did not wish to take a step that would solidify any conclusions. So he dismissed the meeting, and the people started to their lodging places. Dr. Paulson, who was strongly supportive of Dr. Kellogg, joined Daniels. As the two walked along, they continued with the discussion of the day. Reaching the home where Daniels was staying, they stood under a lamppost and chatted for a time. Finally, Dr. Paulson shook his finger at Daniels and declared, "You are making the mistake of your life. After all this turmoil, some of these days you will wake up to find yourself rolled in the dust, and another will be leading the forces." A.G.D., The Abiding Gift of Prophecy, pages 336-337. Elder Daniel straightened up in his weariness and in his discouragement and replied firmly, "I do not believe your prophecy. At any rate, I would rather be rolled in the dust doing what I believe in my soul to be right than to walk with princes, doing what my conscience tells me is wrong." Ibid. 337. After parting, Daniels entered the home, where he found a group of people awaiting him. They seemed light-hearted and exclaimed, "Deliverance has come. Here are two messages from Mrs. White, Ibid.